Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you are listening to Crystal on the Beat Hip Hop Podcast. Stay tuned for some really great interviews with golden era hip hop celebs, as well as some really amazing up and coming hip hop artists. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Crystal Amar, and this is Crystal on the Beat. Tonight's featured guest is Big Africa. What's up?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from?
I'm from D.C., DMV area, because I lived in all three states, but I was born in D.C., moved out Midwest, moved back Maryland, lived in D.C. So you can say all three, DMV, to the truest sense of the word.
All right. And how do you think that your music style developed?
It developed like over the years because I listened to like the Nas's and like Wu and, you know, Mobb Deep. And then it ventured down south to like newer guys and Gucci Mane's at that time, Waka Flocka. Then I always kept my ear open. So it's a mixture of literally like the whole U.S. because I lived in the Midwest, lived in D.C., you know what I mean? Listening to New York music, listening to down south music. So it's a melting pot in a sense.
Right. Yeah. It's not like any particular sound like based off of any region, you know, like when I listen to it, it's just different. It's unique. It's not like you can't be like, well, he's from Florida or he's from New York or anything like that. You know, it's very, like you said, it's a melting pot of different sounds. And, you know, like I said, it's really unique. So what we're going to do actually, you know, this is the first episode. So, you know, we're trying things a little bit differently here, but we are going to cut to Jolene, your new track off Hunger Pains. And we'll be right back.
Hey, fam, I met this shorty off the Brimstab, bro. She said she about to pull up. Matter of fact, there she go right there.
Nah, that's shorty right there, man.
Huh?
She famous for the back door, that's Jolene.
Nah.
I'ma tell you what my scene is, tell you who Jolene is. Jolene is like a demon, you fall in love with her and you outside tweaking. Mama's outside screaming, no flip-flops on them, cause shorty done flip-flopped on her. Sons and daughters, she break them hearts up, they want her dead till they touch the coffin. Bodies dropping, them shells is flying, it's a war zone, stay inside. But Jolene dies, it's open wide, look in her eyes, I'm supposed to slide. The way she moan is like them mops is crying. I can't control that, want them mops to die. I blink a dead, I throw a name of pie. All over town, I'm her mainest guy. Her name is tatted on my veins right now. I love her cause she bang my side. She love me cause my gang famous now. Back doors open, swinging wide. You and your man to die over some thighs and a killer smile. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Don't take too long, she'll take you in. Your man's right off the scene. Jolene, Jolene, the walk is clutch, the switch is mean. Jolene, Jolene, you talk too tough, she'll have you sweet. Jolene, get your block turned up, turn to a scene. She let him back doors and dropping lows, quick, fast, and she drop her draws. The head game will drop your draws, hit you in the head game, knock you out your draws. It's all a sport, what's up with all they crying for? I thought them folks was crying war, they trying to pry her off. She sucking teeth, I thought you run the streets, so tweak and run for beef. As much I love Jolene, ain't no run for me. This drum will speak and have you underneath. Someone's sheep losing it, overproving it. He screamed a name, but who's the bitch? Man down, he's drowned pools of it. She love me cause I'm about that foolishness. She ghost me when 12 pulling in. They kicked the door, I screamed Jolene. They said they never seen that chick before. She is the streets.
All right, awesome. So that was Jolene off your latest album, Hunger Pains. Mm-hmm. So where did you get the idea of, like, where did this concept come from?
See, living everywhere gave me the diversity of listening to all types of music. So I lived in the Midwest and I was kind of open to country music, you know what I mean? And if you know your music well and you know your samples, that is Jolene, the sample from Dolly Parton. Right. So I heard it, listened to the song, I'm like, damn, she talking about she don't want this lady to take her dude. So I'm like, all right, you know, what's the problem now? Okay, most of the time these dudes are more dedicated to the streets than they are anything else. So right. Jolene is the streets.
Right.
And so like I ended up getting my producer through doing this song anyhow, like they became my producers, Callie and Moonlight. So I like told Moonlight about it. He like did what he did, sent it off to Callie, and it came back like that. And I was like, I have no choice but to like do what I do, you know? Right. And it, and like, honestly, that was my first drill beat ever to rap on. So like, it was really, really like an experiment for me, you know? Right. And like, just to come out with that, like, I just wanted to be different because most drill songs is really about, like, you know what I mean? Putting an op in a cigar and all that, you know? Like, this is one, I wanted to be different, you know what I mean? I really wanted it to be different and let it be, like, a story so to, like, grab you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it definitely does that. I loved it. So, let's see. We figured out that Jolene is not a person. I was going to ask you that. I was like, I can't tell, you know, if this is some person that he's talking about. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ask him, but we already covered that. So yeah, go ahead.
If you think about it, it kind of like the way it was just the attachment, you know what I mean? Like there's people that'd be like, we not from 63rd, you know what I mean? You hear all that, you hear those things, and like you hear people crying out their block, it's the same thing. So right. Like they fall in love with the block the same way they fall in love with a woman.
Yeah, definitely. I don't understand it, but I know it happens. But yeah, you know, obviously I don't get it. But yeah, that's pretty cool, though. I really like that concept a lot. So what have you been doing in terms of promo for this?
Just been doing like a real, like a lot of Twitter campaign, a lot of Instagram campaign, you know, just doing the organic word of mouth. You know, a lot of people come and say, you know, we can put you on a playlist. I just try to keep it organic, you know what I mean? I want it to be where people find out organically, you know what I mean? And just through a search or hearing a song that way. I'm planning to do more visuals for this project, a couple visuals for like, I'm gonna do the song that I like, and then I'm gonna see what the spins are and let the fans decide what, and let them decide what one of them will be. Then we're gonna try to do some performing before the year's out, you know what I mean? And keep the steam going with this.
Nice.
Got a good feel, got a good response back so far. It's only been out for like 5 days, but the response that I feel is a very good response.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that it doesn't seem like much to other people, but you already have some followers on Spotify, and for that to happen in a couple days, like that's good, you know, and it's just going to keep growing and growing. I wouldn't so much put too much effort into Twitter, honestly, for music. I think that the best way to go is Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
You know, Twitter's more like, it's more of a platform for chatting about different political, you know, that type of thing, or sales tips and that sort of thing. I post videos of like promo videos for Never Nair and stuff on there, but it's, you know, they don't get like any views or retweets or anything like that. It's not like the right medium.
Oh yeah, so it's probably for like more established, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
established. Yeah,
well, right. That, and you know, it's more about news basically. Yeah. what it really boils down to, news about all different kinds of things, but still it's about news. Yeah. You know, but I actually have been doing a lot of studying about Instagram promo. And I've been finding that it's doesn't really make any sense to put out pictures anymore. Like you should be posting like 9 out of 10 should be videos, even there if there's just like a short clip, get it in the reels and get it into your stories, because people, I don't know why, because I have no interest in watching people's stories, but people do. people watch people's stories, you know, they want to, and being an artist, they want to see like what your life is like, you know, what you're doing at work, like that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I personally like to look at someone's story. I'll check someone's story before I check your page.
The story, really?
Yeah. The story is the first thing.
Huh. I don't know. You know, I love Instagram, and I've been posting on it religiously for 3 years now because of Never Nair, but I don't, yeah. I very rarely scroll through my Instagram.
Oh, like, I'm rabbit holed.
Really?
Yeah.
I get really irritated really quickly with the stupidity of people. And like, that's why I have a Facebook, but I have the three pages for Facebook and I post on those and that's it. I do not use Facebook. I haven't used Facebook in years because I get irritated like with people posting about their personal life and that sort of thing. It's like, yeah. lighten up.
My thing is the political views.
Well, that too, yeah.
It just goes just way, way too deep for me. Like, I get it, you know. Sometimes I hate my search page because I'm trying to change my diet and then basically you get so damn discouraged. You'd be like, man, I can't even breathe air. Cause they'd be like, man, this water right here, this water's terrible. And you're like, damn, bro, I can't even drink the water.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, I get what you're saying. Like it can be a drag, but you know,
yeah.
But yeah. Used in the right light, just like I was telling Santino, like if you use it in the right light, it'll be, you know, it can be for your benefit. And so you've seen it work for other people in their benefit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, and when I was first doing Never Nair, like the first year and a half, I had like 7,000 followers and, you know, it just, they came on so fast and I got so much engagement, but now they changed the algorithm, first of all, but then I got sick and stopped posting so much and it was like, yep. But yeah, no, it definitely works. But you have to be consistent.
Right. And you got to be very aware of what, like you said, the algorithm is. Because like, I'll tell you, 2 years ago, the algorithm was way different for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
In comparison to now. So.
So next we're going to listen to another track. I wanted to squeeze in two. So we're going to listen to The Grass. So hold on. We'll be right back.
All right.
Big Africa, you know.
Let's go to Cali.
Where are you?
They did it again. That's right. It's all game. They said it's love, but it's all game.
Counterfeited. You said it's love. You never meant it. I said I trust. Now I resent it. It's unforgiving. Seek God for repentance. But remember, we took the long way just to duck your sentence. Could have been it. Could have been lit. Supposed to bound it with me. I get it. Would be a mountain's different. When fears mounted, I held a mountain. You held an inch of hard rain. So tell me what were those tears in them hard days? You said it's love, but it's all games. I swear to God's gonna buy you a chain. Now it's middle fingers up and goodbye in the rain. Hope you fry from this flame. Cause there's snakes in the grass when you cut it low. And then folks on your ass cause he dropped it low. And then mobs about to crash cause they opened those. And he never took the stand cause he always folded. When them snakes in the grass cause you cut it low. And then folks on your ass cause he dropped it low. And then mobs about to crash cause they opened those. And he never took the stand cause he always folded. Jealousy, envy, hate. Living through days where I remember it in your veins. Masked with quotes and saying jokes I'm playing. Flipped over. Enough to provoke a flame in your right ear. Give him a pill and he might drill. Lip still, he folded. Thinking like Celine, it's some NyQuil. I'm dark tinted, cause I want vengeance. I got these battle scars, run from it quickly. Extend it, stand over, applaud your slither. Since Genesis, everybody hates a snake. I guess you keep it covered up so you can look the same. He won't cover it up if they speak on your name. Speaking on the gang, wired unfaithful. It's the ones beside you, why it's called betrayal.
All right, guys. So that was The Grass off his latest album, Hunger Pains. So I really, really like that track. I heard Jolene first and I was like, oh, I'm definitely putting that on the podcast because I sing Jolene all the time. I love it. Oh. I love it. Such good song. So then I heard this one and I was like, you know what? The song has such a like tight, it's really tight. It's put together. It's lyrically, it's thoughtful and thought provoking. And, you know, the beat is awesome and everything, like your cadence, everything was just really buttoned up. You know, I really like it. I enjoyed it. So I wanted to get that on here too and make sure that everybody was familiar with, you know, that's some range too.
Oh yeah.
Two very different songs.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So why don't you tell us what's next, you know, what's going on?
Well, in addition to Hunger Pains, there's also Lockjaw. It's a separate mixtape that came out. I wanted to hit it back to back. Well, it dropped on August the 24th, which is, you know, in the sports world known as Kobe Day. So I kind of wanted to show that like mentality, you know, that Mamba mentality and just, you know, hit him back to back because it's been a while. I had Stand On Business at the end of 2021.
Right.
It wasn't too much after that. No freestyles or anything. So I wanted to just come and have some good quality, solid music for everyone to be introduced to and to keep listening to.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, obviously you just released these, so it's not like you have anything coming up anytime soon, but what about, have you been looking into shows or anything like that?
Yeah, that's next on the agenda, actually. Visuals and shows.
Yeah.
Out and perform and, you know, get back into the swing of things, get out there and
yeah.
See people, you know. And you know, just see, you know, just express the music. Yeah. So
right.
That's next.
We're gonna wanna get a couple like really good shows under your belt before you go back to Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Because you know what the music scene's like down there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, down there I might have to probably travel around a little bit. But
yeah, you're going to have to go to Fort. Yeah. Like, I don't know about Tampa's music scene, but I mean, Fort's not too far away. Yeah. I mean, there's always Miami, but that's like...
super far away. Yeah, super far away. And that's a...
Like a get a motel room for the night, you know, like you're not going back till tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And then fight, feeling the feeling to move there.
Right. Yeah. See, I wouldn't move there. I've been there before and I love Florida. We're going back too. But I just think it's too easy for a single woman to get lost in Miami. Yeah. You know, like it's just not like a super safe place for a single woman to move to. You know,
I can totally agree with you on that.
Like, and at least in Fort Myers, like I knew where I shouldn't go. Doesn't mean I didn't go there,
but
I knew the places that my ass should not be going by myself in my Lexus that I, you know, like I went to pick up some bud in Dunbar
one night
in my Lexus and there, it was like a Friday night. There were cops everywhere. There was a cop at like every corner and I wasn't exactly sure what house I was going to, so I was like already nervous because I didn't want to pull into the wrong house. I definitely didn't want to pull into the wrong fucking house in Dunbar. And my Lexus was old as shit, but she looked real nice. You know, it had 260,000 miles on it, so I mean they'd be getting a junker if they took it, but you know, I was like fuck, like, and I pulled into the kids like place and he had me like pull all the way around so nobody would see my car. I was like what. So I definitely, you know, Miami is like a whole other,
yeah,
like the whole place is like that, the whole place is dangerous.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm not going
right.
Yeah.
So I know that you have a very entertaining story about Woo Records, so why don't you tell us that? We'll wrap up with that.
All right. So back in the day, we made this decision that we was gonna get a deal by sitting outside of Woo Records, you know what I mean? And it was almost like, yo, they gonna know who we are, you know what I mean? So this is like day three and we waiting for the RZA. And so they say like, he coming that night, And we like, all right, bet. We all super psyched about it. Like tonight we won't meet him. We try to get our bars together, freestyling between each other. Right. And we Takitha, the singer on, she sang on All That I Got Is You. She was like the in-house singer for Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Right. So we like look and we're like, oh my God, that's Takitha. Oh, snap. We should say something to her. Yes, let's do that. Let's follow her, though. We weren't thinking about it at all. This was the most ill-advised. Now that we're older, somebody should have said, hell no, don't do this.
Right.
Like, let's follow her. All right, let's do that. But let's stay behind her. Okay. So we are following her because we're trying to talk to her and tell her that, yo, here's our our music. Listen to it. Can you take it upstairs?
Right.
It's five of us.
Right.
Five or six of us. And we're just following. And she crosses the street and we cross the street. And so we're walking. And then we kind of look at each other and we're like, hey, bro, do you think that she thinks that we're stalking her? And we're like, nah, she don't think that. And then she looks back. She starts to speed up a little bit and we like look around. And then the last time she looks at us, she makes complete eye contact with all of us. She turns and we look and we're like, and we freeze up and we try to run into this restaurant, but we tried to hide. And so we look at this restaurant and we turn and we run directly for it. So we are just under the impression that, of course, this door is going to be a push door, but no, it's a full door. And so we end up like, you know, those like Looney Tunes cartoons, like where you get smashed in. So yeah. It's like windows on the side, people are eating right there. And so they see five black dudes run and get smashed in a tight space because we realize that we're stalking a singer and we shouldn't be.
Oh my God.
Come to find out later on that night, she comes downstairs again.
Oh man. You were outside. Like,
we're talking with we're talking with the RZA and it's like, oh yeah. She's like, we saw you earlier. Yeah. You creeps. You know, that's what it looked like. Right. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we that's really funny. Music. Sorry.
Yeah, instead of just being normal and being like, we're trying to talk to you about music or something, but really there's no, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, especially being New York, you know what I mean? And then we definitely look like some out of towns. We look like some
right.
out of towns. Got like change shirts on and all that. We look like fans, just
right.
fans.
All right. Well, you know, I'm very happy to have you on the show. We're gonna have to follow up once you get a couple shows going on and see what's going on. Oh, yeah. Is there anything, any shout outs or anything you wanted to do?
Wanted to shout out, of course, my man Santino Unique, 2090 Music, Cali, Moonlight, Sunny. Sandy on the bottom of the earth. He's on the bottom of the earth. He gonna get that one. CYMD Beats. The whole 2090 Music. Thank y'all.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Bye. All right, guys, so that was Big Africa. We listened to a couple of his tracks. We started off with Jolene, and then we listened to The Grass. I'm going to put all of his contact information in the podcast notes so you can look him up and follow. Hey, guys, what's up? Wanted to take a minute to introduce you to Venus Agogo. It's an astrology-themed clothing store with all super dope, unique designs. And you can find it at venusagogo.com or on Etsy at Venus Agogo Shop. Check it out. Hey, guys, are you looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat? We're available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you follow us, and if you like the show, give us a good review. Thanks. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to Crystal on the Beat. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, go to nevernaired.com/submissions and submit your links for review.